Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update going into the fourth week of December 2025. Happy holidays to all of our dear listeners and supporters. It has been truly a wonderful 2025. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational, respite, and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous just completed its 50th year of serving campers this past year, growing from 211 campers during the summer of 1974 to nearly 10,000 campers in a year-round program today. It's grown from 40 acres to 400 acres, from 5 buildings to 35 buildings, and from a staff of 12 to a staff of nearly 100. Camp Courageous stands as a wonderful tribute to the goodness of many. For most Camp Courageous campers, coming to Camp Courageous is a highlight of their year. It's been a busy time here at the camp. Camp has opened registration for respite weekends, our spring school groups, our week-long sessions, our travel program. Everything is wide open right now for registering. Santa has been a regular face out here at Camp Courageous these past few weeks. He was out here for our holiday concert extravaganza, which featured the New Horizons Band. And did they ever entertain everyone? A big thank you once again to the New Horizons Band. A huge group of them came out and performed, over 25 of them. And they performed for hundreds of campers and the general public. So a big thank you to them for doing this for over 15 years. And a big thank you to the volunteers that came up and helped from Iowa City. We had Ann Myers up here. We had Mary Gilroy here, Kathy Lynch, and Jane Brown, who did a lot of raffia gifts in helping us out. Our travel campers enjoyed going over to Cedar Rapids for the TCR Frozen, the Broadway musical, and they had a great time of that along with a meal. Camp Courageous also hosted a holiday pool party in which Santa was also there. Lots of games, a lot of things going on, a lot of contests like the cannonball event and so much more. Lots and lots of fun, and we appreciate all those folks that came out to be a part of that. Just a reminder, if you can't get to camp and you're from a school or a group home or a nursing facility and you would like us to come to you, we have our camp animals and all kinds of activities that we can bring to you, and just get a hold of us here at camp and we'll let you in on more information on that. A big warm welcome to Elizabeth Dahlfeld. She is our new respite director, a wonderful person. She's worked at camp for several years in the summertime and also has done a lot of respites, and she's going to be a wonderful addition to Camp Courageous. We have a special camper shopping day coming up on Tuesday, December 23rd from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. If you're a Camp Courageous camper, you can come out to our winter sale that's going on in our main lodge. The campers will be given a free gift for their first item, and there will be elves down there wrapping those gifts for them. And once again, that's Tuesday, December 23rd for campers from 1 to 5, a special time for them to shop. Our Camp Courageous winter sale is open throughout the week from 9 to 4, and you're more than welcome to come out and buy some of those holiday gifts at this time of the year. And of course, the granddaddy of them all, the Manchester Garage Sale, continues to go wonderfully well, located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4, Wednesdays from 9 to 6, and Saturdays from 9 to noon. A big thank you to all the volunteers and all those people that come out there and shop, and those people that donate items to the sale. We're in our final fruitcakes for 2025. There's only a few dozen left, and we have just a very, very few here at Camp Courageous. So a big thank you to all those people that supported our fruitcake drive. If you're part of a group or a company or an organization, you'd like to have some first aid and CPR training, Camp Courageous is now offering that. You can get a hold of Kelly Todd here at Camp Courageous, and she'll be more than happy to come to you with the equipment and teach CPR and first aid training. Our need of the week is blue painter's tape along with open line labels. Both of those things are wonderful items that we could use. Camp Courageous was deeply saddened by the passing of longtime Camp Courageous board member Joe Ironside. Joe is 93 years old. His roots, his home, were here in Monticello for many years. Before that was from the Coggin area. Joe's involvement with Camp Courageous goes back 40 plus years. He joined the board in 1998. And in 1997, he was one of those 9 Who Care Award recipients for his service to our country and outstanding volunteerism. Joe had a fascinating life, and he was an exceptional storyteller. Joe earned a certificate to cut hair from the Cedar Rapids Barber College and then enlisted in the United States Marines, where he cut hair and ran the commissary. And if any of you have been in the service, you know how those haircuts go. He married Donna Kramer, his high school sweetheart, in 1954, and they were married for 67 years. Joe worked for the Postal Service for 36 years, culminating as postmaster in Monticello. And Camp Courageous has 6 major mailings every year. After he retired, he came out and organized those mailings. There is 25,000 pieces. He had a group of volunteers of about 50 people that loved him and loved helping him out. Camp Courageous had the software, and he did all the organizing, the labeling, and everything else. Just a wonderful volunteer. In addition to the mailings, Joe was a big hand when it came to making fruitcakes and almost any event out here at camp. Joe loved to dance, he loved music, and he loved to play golf. And Joe and Donna traveled all 50 states and 17 different countries as part of the fellowship force. Joe was a friendly soul and will be greatly missed. His service here in Monticello this past week was a beautiful one. Camp Courageous' sympathy goes out to Joe's family and friends. He asks that memorials come to Camp Courageous, and they can do that through the mail or at campcourageous.org/donate. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and a wonderful weekend. Enjoy the holidays. Enjoy family time. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous. We are sincerely grateful to you today for listening. Thank you.